This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You've heard me talk about the Unit Party. There are many other people talking about it. Years ago, people were bringing up, Kevin, you seem to think there's a two-party system, whatever. And I'm like, look, I get it. It's the lesser of two evils, and I'll tell you something. Think about this. I was explaining this to somebody, and he told me, he goes, you know, I never thought about that. I said, okay, so the Democrats cry and yell and complain about all these things they wanted. They wanted open borders. They wanted Obamacare. They wanted illegals to vote, all kinds of stuff. Obama gets elected in 2008. They hold the House and the Senate and Obama from 2008 to 2010. And the only thing they got accomplished was Obamacare. Now, they could have railroaded, pick whatever you want, but they could have gotten through whatever they wanted, whatever is on their little wildest leftist imagination. They had the most popular dude on the planet who had both the House and the Senate, and the only thing they passed was Obamacare. Now, the Republicans voted down party lines every single time. They would not allow the Democrats to do what they wanted to do. But this shouldn't have mattered. They were running on a fuel that we'd never seen politically. And they had both houses. And nothing, I mean, really and truly, in terms of their agenda, it didn't happen. And then the same thing happened. I think Trump, didn't he have both the House and the Senate for 2 years? Donald Trump comes in. Republicans could get whatever they wanted. Nothing happens. So, and it's rare that it does, by the way. Those occurrences are very rare. It's generally when you have the president, he won't have the House, but he'll have the Senate. Or he'll have the Senate, but he won't have the House. It's usually he won't have the House, but he'll have the Senate. And if there's a regime change, that new president will have it'll flip. The party in charge will lose the House and maybe get the Senate. But it's rare that they have all of them, you know, the presidency, the House, and the Senate. But ask yourself this, when they have it all, what gets accomplished? Nothing. And that's why I'm telling you, there's a cabal. These guys get together and they just decide, okay, who's going to be the winners and the losers? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Here's a story about the Uniparty. They said, even as Biden has warned voters of electing MAGA Republicans to office, Democrats have been spending millions of dollars to help them win primaries. This is what the Washington reported earlier this week. The report, comprising analysis by the Post, found that the Democratic groups had spent $53 million on ads against GOP primary candidates. The attack ads were directed at candidates seen more politically moderate, effectively helping their Trump-endorsed, Trump-aligned challengers win the primary. So just stop for a second and say, well, wait a minute. The Trump people, they should win. You know, we're for them. We're all MAGA people. We like them. The Democrats already know. We're setting the stage so that if you are a MAGA guy and you lose, we're going to say, well, wait a minute. Didn't you see that Joe Biden was talking about MAGA? We're anti-MAGA. We're anti-ultra MAGA. You're a semi-fascist, etc. So they when those guys lose, there'll be a legitimate reason as to why they lost. So the Democrats I love how they call them these moderate candidates. These are the people, because I'll give you some examples here in a second. But they said the biggest expenditure was in the Illinois gubernatorial race, where the campaign of incumbent Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic Governors Association spent $34.5 million to elevate Republican state Senator Darren Bailey in the primary when he won it on June 28th. Bailey was endorsed by President Trump and his question the results of the 2020 presidential election. He attracted notoriety, they write, for analogizing abortion with the Holocaust and for co-sponsoring state legislation to expel Chicago from the state of Illinois for progressive politics. Now, they consider this guy radical because he supports election integrity. He essentially makes abortion look like genocide, and he sees Chicago as a not representative of the state of Illinois because its politics don't represent the average citizen of Illinois. But anyway, the campaign, J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic Governors Association elevated him. Now, I'm going to tell you, I think this strategy is going to backfire on the Democrats. But this is what the Uniparty wants to do. They see it as, well, if we don't get the guy that we want is Republican, we'll put money in to get the one that we hope we'll be able to defeat. And I'll tell you something. The Lincoln Project, who is one of these right-wing nut job cases that wants Trump out, they're doing the same thing. Folks, it's a Uniparty. They said campaign spending in support of other pro-Trump Republican candidates amounts to nearly $19 million, with the largest expenditure coming from the Senate Majority PAC, which spent $3.2 million to help retired Brigadier General Don Bolduc win New Hampshire's GOP Senate primary. The PAC's ads have targeted State Senator Chuck Morse, a moderate candidate endorsed by Governor Chris Sununu, as another sleazy politician. Now, Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire is a sleazeball. Whoever he's endorsed is sleazy. That's why I come back to, I think this is not going to work for the Democrats, but they still see it as it's okay to do this because we think we're going to win. Now, when it does get to the beyond the primaries and these people that have gotten in, let me tell you what happens at that point. This is where we get about beyond the mules. The Democrats and the Republicans then work to cheat whoever they want in, and they handpick them. I'm telling you, they get in a room. McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and Andrew McCarthy, they get together and they say, winners, losers, winners, losers. Here's how this needs to go down. They all agree under the cloak and dagger, and then they leave. And we think we've got free and fair elections. So, again, you can read this report. I don't know where it was at. But just Google Democrats helping Republicans in the primaries. You'll find this story. Nothing new under the sun, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, we are so far from free and fair elections. It hurts my heart. But we can win it back. So hang in there, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You gotta love the work of O'Keefe and Project Veritas. And the reason why I say this is it's not just limited to outing senators or outing, Facebook executives and people like that. It's all over the map. These guys, when take whatever the problem, this is what I love about them and what I love about what we do. James O'Keefe looks at a problem and says, let's go after it. If it's school board members, let's go after it. If it's teachers who are crooked, who are trying to slip in their ideology, go after them. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. An administrator, in reading this, at a posh Manhattan private school was placed on leave after being filmed talking about sneaking her democratic views and activism into the classroom. I'm surprised she had to sneak. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out everything that we do. Folks, we're doing some amazing things, and I really hope you jump on the bandwagon and help us out the little bit that we ask for when you can. And sometimes all that means is spreading the word. I have friends that I talk to all the time. They'll say, Kevin, I tell everybody about your show. Great. I hope you know what? Get them in a room, hold them at gunpoint, and make them listen. No, I'm just kidding. There are people, that Kevin, he's mean-spirited, man. No. But go, seriously, force them to say, look, have you listened? Have you listened? Are you a racist or have you listened? You know, but get them to listen because I think they're going to like what they hear. At least I hope they do. They're your friends. They're not my friends. I'm going to call Joe Biden on you, get all angry. They're your friends. You should have your friends listen to my show. You should have your friends listening to my show. Anyway, look, this is a joke that people are even talking. Are you kidding? The schools are indoctrinating the kids, even at the prestigious school level. I think I told you guys, when I lived in Missouri, one of my friends said, Kevin, consider having your kid go to this prestigious school where my children and grandchildren went. I'll pay for it. It's like 40 grand a year. I said, man, we're moving. I take you up on it, but we're moving. Because he wanted conservative black kids in this school. Because the kids that were going were disruptive. They were, you know, they didn't care about the rules or anything. So I spent a lot of time working to get this school on track. You know, getting this school, you know, whatever. I spent certainly a good enough amount of time to say I tried. And I worked with the parents. And these people were afraid. They're paying 40 bucks a year for two or three kids, dollars a year for two or three kids, and afraid to speak out. Why? Because they don't want their kids to get kicked out of that school because it's so prestigious. And I said, well, it won't be prestigious very long if you keep this up. So I went to this school. This school where they charge money is bringing in all these woke teachers. It was run by leftists. And this is a school where you guys won't believe this. It's true. This is a high school that had an endowment of over $500 million. If you went on campus, it looked like a college campus. I went to the weight room, the gym. It was better than most college campuses on this high school. Their facilities were second to none. They wanted for nothing. And they were bringing in leftism. And it was a big controversy. The school, there was a controversy because the kids came out publicly, the white kids, and said, look, you have two sets of standards. You have a standard for these minority kids, and you have a standard for us. You're holding us to a higher standard. You're letting them get away with this, which means you're lowering our standards. And it became a national thing. But that's the only thing that moved them was it got national news coverage. So anyway, the Trinity School is where this lady was sneaking in her democratic activism into the classroom. They announced in a letter to the students and parents that an investigation was being launched into the comments by Jennifer Jen Norris, a director of student activities at the Upper East Side Fixture. Norris had said she tries to, quote, disrupt the school's curriculum in a recording published last week by Project Veritas. And they said, here's what she said, there's always groups of teachers who want to do these activist things, but the administration just wouldn't let us, Norris said in the clip. And it was a guy wearing a lapel camera. She says, so we've just been sneaking in through the cracks. I don't hide how I feel, but I can't pretend I'm not promoting an agenda, even though I clearly am with all the stuff that I'm doing. That's what the lady says on camera. So I will give this Upper East Side Fixture, this particular school, credit because they say, nope, we aren't allowing it. But the people they hire are sneaking it in. Now, here's what I would ask. Why aren't the students complaining? Why aren't the parents complaining? Why didn't the administration know? Why did it take Project Veritas to out this? And look, this is one upper crust school. But I promise you, it's happening all over the country. Everywhere. And James O'Keefe probably has better things to do I mean, I would like to get behind the scenes of Biden's administration and hear just how sick he is. I'd like to get reflections on just how people feel about Kamala Harris. I'd like to get into the inner sanctum, get O'Keefe into the inner sanctum where he's outing private conversations. Remember when Trump was president? Everything this man did was in the New York Times. Joe Biden, no leaks. No leaks about his health, his dementia. No, very few leaks about Kamala Harris. I mean, we learned that people quit. Oh, they quit, they quit, they quit, they quit. They can't cover that up because people are going to leave. But we don't hear any leaks. We don't hear any leaks about Hunter Biden. We don't hear any leaks about Dr. Jill. We don't hear any leaks about the scandals, ongoing scandals, happening inside of the Biden administration. Who's the big guy? Where are the leaks on these, all these things that are pending? We hear nothing. But if Trump were in office, it'd be leak after leak after leak. Let me ask you, do you think it's not there are no leaks, or do you think that the media has said, leave it alone? I don't have an answer. But I'm going to make you a bet that there are leaks, and they're not being covered. They're not being addressed. They know, just like the FBI knew from 2019 about Hunter Biden's laptop. What'd they do? They said nothing. They didn't want to cover it. And they would have influenced the election? No. I mean, it would have validated what was already going to happen, which is a Trump landslide. But they wouldn't have been able to pull the landslide off because it would have been a big deal and they would have had to regroup. So they told the DOJ, hold it. And they did it. What else are they holding? What else don't you know? Look at what this teacher did. Are you paying attention to your kids' curriculum? Are you talking to your children, asking them, what are they being taught? Because if you're not, you should be.
Jackson Radio Show.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is giving the Biden White House 5 weeks to end a Trump-era public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations. It's called Title 42, and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says his department is tackling illegal immigration by surging personnel to the southern border. There are already hundreds of illegal immigrants from Venezuela camping out just across the border from Texas. When Title 42 goes away, they plan to claim asylum, adding to a record number of encounters by the Border Patrol during the Biden administration. Friday's public sale of tickets for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour isn't happening, the company citing an extraordinarily high demand on ticketing systems. Joe Levy with Billboard magazine saying it's a very bad look for the company. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Isn't it a good barometer on how well your guy is doing, how well your party is doing, by how well received the leader is? I mean, I don't think that's too far much of a stretch, right? I think you would agree. And as we all know, the Democrats are leaderless. They're rudderless. The people leading the Democratic Party are a group of very, very wealthy people that shoehorn Joe Biden in. And Joe Biden wants to believe with all of his heart and that feeble brain of his that he is the choice. I honestly don't know if I can tell you that Joe Biden doesn't believe he actually got 81 million votes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, but look, no matter how we slice it, no matter how many people we believe are behind the curtain pulling Joe Biden's strings, he is considered the leader of the Democratic Party. And so with that, he's the one who signs the bills. He's the one who sets the strategy, perceived or otherwise. He's the guy. The buck stops with him, regardless of what's happening behind the scenes. I mean, we all have to agree on that. Now, even if you don't agree with me, do me a favor. Set it aside for now, and let's just say Joe Biden is the de facto, because I'm not saying he's, you know, let me put that a different way, because de facto means he is it. He is the person who's been put to lead the party, whether he does it or not. We can all agree on that, right? I know I'm splitting hairs, but I want to be very clear, because I don't want people going, no, Kevin, I don't agree with that. That's not technically right. I don't want to deal with that. I just want to deal. Let's just move on. Can we move on? Okay, let's do it. So anyway, if that's the case, I've argued this with many a lefty. Why don't people want to campaign with Joe Biden? Now, before we go answer that question, I want to ask you this. Who is the de facto leader of the Republican Party? Now, some of you may say, there is no single leader. Some of you may go, well, technically, it's Mitch McConnell. So I'll ask you this. Do you hear people quoting Mitch McConnell? Who gets more press, Mitch McConnell or Donald Trump? I think you know the answer to that. Now, you might say, well, I think it's DeSantis. No, I think DeSantis is an offshoot of Trump. He's a disciple. I don't think of him as a leader of the party. So I'll ask you this question. Who gets more press, DeSantis or Trump? I think you get it. On the left, Joe Biden gets the most press. He doesn't get as much as Trump, but he gets a lot. Of the Democrats, who gets the most press? Name me a Democrat. Even Barack Obama no longer gets as much press as Joe Biden. Correct or not? I mean, for those of you who are, well, Kevin, he's not the de facto leader. He's not the actual. Well, okay, however you slice it, who gets the most press on the Democratic side? Joe Biden. So, in my opinion, Joe Biden is the leader of the Democrats, and Donald Trump is the leader of the Republicans. So, as I said, I think it's a pretty good barometer on how well your candidate is doing and how well your party is doing by the reception of your leader, of, you know, the party leader, Donald Trump. Donald Trump can come to any town, do a pop-up event. I mean, with Secret Service in tow, but he could do a pop-up event, and within a couple of hours, there would be thousands of people flocking to see Donald Trump. Joe Biden, with orchestration, cannot do an event that will have more people than Trump will have people with a Trump pop-up event. Does anybody disagree with me there? I don't think you do. So, let's take a look at a couple of things. Because I'll ask you this question. Do you believe that Joe Biden, people that are running, we've got one of the most contested midterms coming up. Democrats are scared to death. There are Senate races that are happening that are critical to the Democratic Party. And there is not a single location that I'm aware of. I'm not going to tell you I know them all, but I can't think of a single location where the person running has said, bring me Joe Biden. Not in the primaries and not in the general. I can't think of a single race. If you know one, let me know. I don't want to be a liar. And the reason why I couched it in is I can't think of it. One, I haven't heard of one, because that's my other thing. I don't want to be definitive because I can't be sure. But I'm almost positive there's not a single place where Joe Biden has been asked to come run. Now, I'm going to use Arizona because I live here. But I want to play a clip of Mark Kelly. This was a while back. He was asked if he wanted Joe Biden to run with him, to come in and stump with him. And I want you to listen to what he said, because we have a second clip that we're going to play in a minute. But here's Mark Kelly. He gets asked this question about getting support from Biden.
Would you want President Biden to come to Arizona and campaign with you?
Hey, I'll welcome anybody to come to Arizona, you know, travel around the state at any time, as long as I'm here, you know, if I'm not up in Washington in session, and talk about what Arizona needs. This water situation is significant, and right now we have some of the tools necessary to deal with it. I'm trying to get some answers from the Department of Interior on more, like, what authority do they have to make some decisions themselves on this, because, as I said earlier, the other states are not stepping up to help Arizona deal with this. But if anybody wants to come to Arizona and talk about Arizona issues or issues that affect the country, I'll be here.
That's not exactly an open invitation to President Biden to come and campaign with you, even though he won the state of Arizona in 2020, saying you'd welcome anybody. Do you have concerns about whether President Biden is the best candidate to keep Arizona blue in 2024?
Not at all, Jake.
All right, Senator Kelly, good to see you. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Jake Tapper. Holding Mark Kelly's feet to the fire. He asked him a simple question. Would you want Biden to come campaign with you? That was it. Go back. Play it back. Would you want Joe Biden to come campaign with you? And what does Kelly say? I invite anybody to come anytime. Come travel the state. And you know what he did? As long as I'm here, he didn't ask him, you know, do you want him to come campaign on your behalf with you present? I mean, why would you say that? As long as I'm here. In other words, if Biden came and said, I'm going to come do an event for you, whether you're here or not, let me ask you, because this will make more sense. Do you think if Blake Masters, who's running for Senate against Kelly, not the best candidate, but he's running. But if you think if Blake Masters was stumping at an event somewhere else and President Trump said, I'm going to come and campaign for you, that Blake Masters would say, no, don't do it. Blake Masters will take Trump campaigning for him whether he can make it or not. Mark Kelly, well, as long as I'm in town, I mean, then, yeah, but I invite him to come to the state. So then what does he do? I bet you caught this. He pivoted. He says, I invite anybody to come at any time. You know, our water situation is significant. That's what's called a pivot. He wanted to get off the subject of Biden as quickly as he could. So what did he say? He says, well, we got all these water issues here in Arizona. And, you know, I want to know if the Department of Interior, what can they do? I mean, you know, we've got serious issues. Let me tell you something. You've never heard Mark Kelly talk about water until Jim Lehman, who was running for Senate, brought it up. And Jim Lehman said, if you can run pipelines across America, you can run for oil, you can run pipelines across America for water. You can take water from flooded areas like the Missouri River and Mississippi Rivers, and you can divert that flood water and bring it into places like California, Nevada, and New Mexico, and in Arizona, where there's desert, and we can get rid of our water issues. And Mark Kelly had never said a word about it. But he used it to get people's minds off of the notion that he technically said, I don't want Joe Biden to campaign. Now, we talked about this at the time. This was a month ago. Jake Tapper asking him. But what's interesting about what else Mark Kelly said was he said this. He said, no other states are stepping up. Now, see, that's him saying, I didn't do anything, but it's the Department of Interior. They didn't do anything, and he doesn't even know the answer to his own questions of what authority do they have, but he's blaming other states. Nice pivot. And then Jake Tapper comes back and says, well, you didn't exactly answer my question, but I'll leave it alone for now. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
81 million votes Joe Biden got, and nobody wants him. I find that pretty fascinating. The guy is supposed to be the most popular guy on the planet. Even to this day, even despite Joe Biden's horrendous record, we are told he is the uniter. He is the great white hope. Maybe they meant dope. Nobody wants him. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Early in August, mid-August, give or take, a month ago, they asked Mark Kelly, would you want Joe Biden? He didn't say, oh, I just played the clip in a previous segment. But get this. Joe Biden isn't featured in any ads. He goes largely unnamed on campaign websites and Twitter accounts. Candidates in key races and battleground states are either asking him not to come or avoiding him when he does. This was back in August. They said Joe Biden officially launched his midterm campaign efforts, attempting to capitalize on one of the best stretches of his presidency and beginning the hard task of persuading voters to keep Democrats in control of the House and the Senate. But he has been in the uncomfortable position as an anchor for many candidates. For Biden, who for decades... Oh, by the way, let me interrupt myself. Let me check myself before I have to correct myself. And speaking of myself, this is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network. The article I'm reading to you is from the Washington Post. This is not Fox News. It isn't the Daily Caller. It isn't Breitbart. This is the Washington Post. They say for Biden, who for decades has prided himself on being one of the most sought-after Democrats surrogates, is in an unfamiliar position. He's being attacked more often in television ads than Obama was at this point in 2010 or Trump in 2018. He goes largely unnamed on Democratic websites and Twitter accounts. Candidates in key battleground states, I'm repeating this because I said it earlier, are not asking him to come or avoiding him when he does. They said, according to this Washington Post survey of more than 60 candidates in the most competitive gubernatorial, U.S. Senate, and congressional campaigns in the country, few candidates said they wanted Biden to campaign for them in their district, with many not responding to the question at all. In other words, they didn't want to embarrass themselves and say, or incriminate themselves and say, I don't want to do it. They just said, you know what? No comment. The Post also asked if any candidates wanted Vice President Harris as a surrogate campaigner for the Biden administration and got the same set of unenthusiastic responses. Now, why am I telling you conservative fire breathers what I'm telling you? Because what I want you to know is what you probably already know. These people are not popular. Their ideas are not popular. Nobody wants them. Joe Biden is a pariah. If Joe Biden could bring a fraction of his 81 million bot votes, they would be jumping. They'd be hurdling each other to get him. They can't do it. Let me tell you, they don't want him, I should say. Donald Trump, if Donald Trump said, liked a Democratic candidate, and he said, you know what, I like what you're doing, would you like me to come in and campaign for you? I will bet you money Donald Trump could get more Democrats to ask for him to come and give them his endorsement than Joe Biden could. Hallelujah! Oh yeah! That's one of those eureka moments you have when you're doing radio and you come up with something. You know, I wasn't even thinking about that. But isn't that the case? So, what do you say? Here's what they're going to say. No comment from the campaign at this time, said spokeswoman for Senate Michael F. Bennett, a Democrat in Colorado, who is a Republican target in a state that Biden supposedly won by more than 13 points. We have not asked President Biden or VP Harris to campaign in Ohio, and we have no plans to do so, said a spokeswoman for Rep. Tim Ryan, Democrat in Ohio, in a Democratic nominee in a tight Senate race, pointing to a range of surrogates for Republican nominee J.D. Vance. The spokeswoman, Izzy Levy, added, Tim has been very clear that he wants to be the face of the campaign, and that's not changing anytime soon. Several Democratic candidates didn't say they were opposed to Biden appearing with them in their states, but they weren't exactly warmly embracing the idea eagerly. Here's the second clip I want to play of Mark Kelly. I want you to count the number of ways Mark Kelly doesn't answer this guy's question. He avoids it. This is what happened the other day, folks. A month after he was trapped by Jake Tapper, you know, kind of ambushed about Biden. Here's the second clip where Kelly essentially says the same thing.
And so if he came out here, held an event, you'd attend that event.
I would certainly consider it.
Consider is not...
I would look at it.
Yeah.
I could be in Washington, you know, voting on important legislation. I mean, that's
a possibility, but if you were free, you'd gladly go and...
It would depend on what the event was, where it was, and, what's the goal. But if the president wanted to come out here and see Arizona, you know, I'd welcome him to do that.
What do you think? I can't help but crack up because Mark Kelly, a sitting senator, is asked the question. So before I get to what they said, let me just say this. If you said to me, Mr. Senator Jackson, would you like it for Joe Biden to come out? I'd say, right now, to be honest with you, I don't really want anybody's support. I'd like to just run this election on my own. Joe Biden, he's the president of the United States. He's certainly welcome to come. But I'm not asking for his help. I really don't want his help because right now he's got his hands full on issues that are unrelated to my state. I mean, they obviously involve the nation, but he's not doing my state any favors. And I need to make sure that there's a line of demarcation between what he's trying to accomplish and what I'm trying to accomplish. So, honestly, I don't want any help. That would be a legit answer. Mark Kelly can't give that answer. And here's why. If he throws Biden under the bus, which he essentially did, but if he did it more directly, the money dries up. It doesn't matter. Look, what he's admitting is, I don't want this old clown out here. He'll ruin things for me. I got Blake Masters on the run just on simple things that idiot has said during his time before he ever decided to run. I've got this guy. So I don't want Joe Biden to come out here because it'll remind people of who I'm attached to. He will be a drain on me. The guy says, if he came out here and held an event, you would attend that event. You'd like that. I would certainly consider it. And the guy says, consider it. And he chuckles, consider it. Yeah, consider it. I would look at it. And the guy goes, yeah. He goes, sure, I mean, but, and he goes, I could be in Washington voting on important legislation. Or you could be in Washington just goofing off because you want to avoid having to deal with Joe Biden. The guy then says, well, that's a possibility, but if he were, and he gets interrupted again, and here's what Kelly says, Mark Kelly says, it would depend on what the event was. So I'll ask you again, if Donald Trump is coming to your town, I don't know who it would be, pick J.D. Vance, Mehmet Oz, anybody, do you think any one of them would turn him down? Do you think you'd hear anything close to that? Let me tell you, I'm going to let you guys in on a little inside baseball. Right now in the Republican Party, the Rhino element is telling every one of the candidates, de-emphasize Donald Trump. That's what it's going to take for you to win. De-emphasize Trump. I know this is a fact. I'm letting you in on a little secret here. This is what they want to do. They want to de-emphasize Trump because they don't want him to have any more clout. They don't want the wins to be associated with Trump. The candidates that do that will lose. The candidates that stick to their guns will win. It's that simple. I don't even like all of the candidates. I didn't vote for all of them. I mean, in Arizona, and I bet you some of the ones Trump picked in other areas, I didn't like. I didn't vote for them either. But I'll tell you this, anybody that goes against Trump at this point will lose. Democrats are opposite. Biden has to stay away for them to win.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.